Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Personal Memoirs of Ulysses S. Grant is a military autobiography by the Union general who later became the 18th President of the United States. Written near the end of his life and published in 1885 and 1886 by the firm associated with Mark Twain, the work recounts Grant's early life, his service in the Mexican War, and his command career through the end of the American Civil War. It is not a full presidential memoir, and its main concern is military experience rather than personal confession or political self-defense. Grant writes with unusual directness, explaining movements, decisions, mistakes, and command relationships in a plain style that has often been admired for its economy. The book serves both as a first-hand historical source and as a study of practical leadership under pressure. Its purpose is partly documentary, partly reflective, and partly familial, since Grant completed it while terminally ill after financial collapse in order to support his family. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Grant presents war as a problem of movement, logistics, and sustained pressure. A distinctive feature of the memoir is Grant's emphasis on war as an operational problem rather than a theater of heroic display. He repeatedly describes roads, rivers, supply lines, terrain, timing, and the movement of large bodies of soldiers. This focus is especially important in his accounts of the Western campaigns, where control of rivers, railroads, and fortified points shaped strategic possibilities. Grant does not reduce victory to courage or battlefield inspiration. Instead, he shows how commanders must connect limited information, geography, available manpower, and political objectives into workable action. His treatment of campaigns such as Fort Donelson, Vicksburg, Chattanooga, and the later operations in Virginia reveals a mind concerned with continuity of pressure. He often judges decisions by whether they kept the enemy off balance, opened lines of advance, or prevented Confederate forces from concentrating. This makes the memoir valuable for readers interested in military history because it explains the practical mechanics behind outcomes that are often summarized only as victories or defeats. Secondly, the Mexican War becomes a training ground and a moral warning. Grant's account of the Mexican War is more than background to his Civil War career. He presents it as the first major school in which many future Civil War commanders learned their profession. His descriptions of officers, marching conditions, discipline, and battle experience show how the conflict introduced him to the realities of command and the limits of textbook military knowledge. At the same time, he famously treats the war as morally troubling, seeing it as connected to territorial ambition and the expansion of slavery. This dual perspective gives the memoir unusual complexity. Grant acknowledges the professional value of the experience while questioning the justice of the cause. The result is not a simple patriotic reminiscence, but a reflection on how soldiers may perform duties within political decisions they do not fully endorse. This section also helps readers understand why the Civil War, in Grant's mind, was not merely a separate later event, but part of a longer national conflict over expansion, power, and slavery. Thirdly, Grant's prose style reinforces his image of practical, unsentimental leadership. The literary reputation of the memoir depends heavily on Grant's plain style. He avoids elaborate rhetoric, sentimental self-display, and ornamental battle scenes. His sentences tend to be direct, sequential, and explanatory, which gives the book a modern readability despite its 19th century setting. This style matters because it shapes how readers understand Grant as a commander. He appears less interested in dramatizing himself than in clarifying what happened and why particular choices were made. The restraint is not the absence of personality. It is itself a form of self-presentation. By minimizing pageantry, Grant emphasizes judgment, persistence, and steadiness. He also tends to give credit to capable subordinates and to discuss errors without excessive theatrical apology. The effect is a memoir that often feels closer to an operational report than a conventional autobiography, yet it has literary force because of its controlled precision. Readers seeking emotional confession may find it reserved, but that reserve is central to its authority. Fourthly, the memoir clarifies Grant's relationships with Lincoln, Sherman, and opposing commanders. One of the book's major historical values lies in its treatment of command relationships. Grant discusses figures such as Abraham Lincoln, William T. Sherman, George H. Thomas, Philip Sheridan, Robert E. Lee, and other military leaders in terms of trust, competence, and strategic role. His comments on Lincoln are especially important because they show a working relationship based on broad political support rather than constant tactical interference. Grant valued being allowed to conduct military operations with clear strategic purpose. His relationship with Sherman also receives meaningful attention, particularly as an example of confidence between commanders who understood one another's methods. Grant's treatment of Confederate leaders is generally measured, although he rejects the legitimacy of the Confederate cause. These portraits are not full biographies, but they reveal how Grant assessed people in war reliability, initiative, and ability to act under uncertainty mattered more than reputation or ceremony. The memoir therefore helps explain the human network behind Union Command, not just the formal chain of command. Lastly, the book's silences are as important as its battlefield detail. Although the memoir is candid in many military judgments, it is selective in scope. Grant ends with the Civil War and does not provide a full account of his presidency, Reconstruction policy, scandals in his administration, or his later financial ruin except in the surrounding publication history, rather than the main military narrative. This limitation is important for interpretation. The book is best read as a military memoir and historical testimony, not as a complete autobiography of Grant's public life. It also gives relatively little sustained psychological self-analysis. Readers learn much about how Grant thought under pressure, but less about his interior life than a modern memoir might provide. These silences do not weaken the book so much as define its genre. Grant was writing under severe illness and with a strong sense of purpose, and he concentrated on the events for which he believed his direct testimony mattered most. Understanding these boundaries helps readers value the memoir without expecting it to answer every question about Grant. In conclusion, Personal Memoirs of Ulysses S. Grant is best suited for readers interested in the American Civil War, military leadership, 19th century American history, and the relationship between personal testimony and national memory. It is especially useful for students and general readers who want to understand how a major commander interpreted campaigns from the inside, including the practical constraints of terrain, supply, timing, and divided authority. The book also benefits readers interested in leadership because Grant presents decision-making as a disciplined process of observation, adjustment, and persistence rather than as charisma or dramatic speech-making. Compared with many Civil War memoirs, it stands out for the author's central role in events, the clarity of the prose, and the absence of excessive self-decoration. Compared with modern biographies of Grant, it is narrower and less contextual, but it offers something those books cannot provide: Grant's own explanation of what he saw, chose, and remembered. Its limitations are real, particularly its lack of coverage of his presidency and its demanding campaign detail, but those limits also keep the work focused. As a primary source and a literary military memoir, it remains one of the most significant American autobiographical works of the 19th century. If you would like to support Ulysses S. Grant, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.